Prabhupada. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 6431. Text 109. Yuktam cha santi sarvatra vasante brahmana yata vayamadiyanu grihya vedantam kinu durgatam. Translation. In almost all cases, whatever learned brahmanas speak becomes accepted. Nothing is impossible for one who takes shelter of my illusory energy and speaks under her influence. Then the purport by Srila Prabhupada. And this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:22-4, the Supreme Personality of Godhead explains that his illusory energy can perform the impossible. Such is the power of the illusory energy. In many cases, philosophical speculators have covered the real truth and have boldly set for the false theories. In ancient times, philosophers like Kapila, Gautama, Jaimini, Kanara, and similar brahmanas propounded useless philosophical theories. And in modern days, so-called scientists are setting forth many false theories about the creation, backed up by seemingly logical arguments. This is all to the influence of the Supreme Lord's illusory energy. The illusory energy, therefore, sometimes appears correct because it is emanating from the Supreme Correct. To avoid the very bewildering illusory influence, one must accept the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as they are. Only then can one escape the influence of the illusory energy. Did you want to put for the sloka, the text number 103? Please. So this text 103 is previous from that we started reading today. It's from last week we read, but very important. Very important sloka. Prabhupada quoted so many times. Krishna Vanam Tisan Krishna. Sango Panya Strapar Sagan Yayan Sankirtan Praya Yayan Tihi Sumera Saha. Which is very clear proof, evidence, statement on the Shastras. How the appearance today of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurasundar in the Asia Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age, always describing the glories of Krishna, that incarnation of Jalavish, in here, and is always associated with his plenary expansions, such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansions, such as Gadadhara, as well as devotees and associates, such as Swarup Damodara. So, I'd like to mention also the personal expansions. We know very well our disciples' succession, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, who is being prophesied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. In every Tamil village, the holy name will be spread all over the world. Every time in village, and we know who has done this. It's very clear evidence. Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society, traveled over the world many times and established so many temples and ashrams, and he says initiated so many devotees. So that's the clear evidence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his Prabhupada is one of his main associates, eternal associates. It's no coincidence how Krishna is all powerful and he descends in the form of the holy name and in this age of Kali Yuga. Krishna, when I'm chanting the two syllables, Krish and Na, Trisa by complexion, Akrishnan, no blackish, Satanga accompanied by personal expansions, Upanga, devotees, Astra, weapons, the weapons, we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the chanting of the holy name, right? So as we know, he put his Sudarshan Chakra, you know, to chastise Gai Madai, but Lord Nityananda remind him, you know, you didn't came to kill in that way, in this age. You came to give your mercy, so he listened to Sri Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So, the weapon of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, prasthanam, and associates like Gadadha, Swarup Damodar, etc., Yajna by sacrifice, sankirtan, congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, prayai, chiefly consisting of Yajanti worship, Sumedasa, those who are intelligent. Prabhupada say, those who are a little bit intelligent will worship the Supreme Personality of God in Kali Yuga, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is very, very important evidence from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Gopinacharya is mentioned in, from the Mahabharata. So I was mentioned one time, I was fortunate enough to be in South India, and Rupi Krishna and some of our ISKCON devotees, God brothers, they were talking with the sannyasis from the Madhavas in Udupi Krishna temple. So the heads of the Udupi Krishna temple, the sannyasis, they're very strict, very staunch. The only ones who go on the altar worshipping the deities are Brahmachari sannyasis. Sannyasis, they were before Brahmachari, and still Brahmacharis, and then they take sannyas. No householders, and then they take sannyas. It has to be celibate all the time to touch the deity. They're very strict in deity worship life. Madhavacharya, we know, is the great Acharya, Nasampradaya, disciple succession. So he found the deity, we know the story from Prabhupada's books, and then he established the deity, Udupi Krishna. He is one of our main heads of our Sampradaya, Madhava Sampradaya, Brahma Madhava, Vaishnava Gaudiya Sampradaya, Madhava, Madhavacharya. So he established the deity worship. He trained his followers, his disciples, to worship him. So they traveled for 2 years, and then they collect. In 2 years collecting all the collections, they use it to worship the deities for 2 years. They stay in the temple, they do the worship for 2 years. And then they travel another 2 years. So as we know, Srila Madhavacharya, great prominent Acharya, Acharya Upasanam, we have to worship the previous Acharyas to do a spiritual advancement, to get their blessings. So last Wednesday, I think it was Sri Jagannadas Babaji. Sri Jagannadas Babaji, disappearance day. So it would be nice to talk a little bit about the great Acharyas. One is the appearance, disappearance day, like Prabhupada said, is the same thing in one of his lectures in Los Angeles. So it would be nice to mention those who speak, the Bhagavatam speakers, at least let's mention whose appearance or disappearance there is. And Jagannadas Babaji is very prominent in Acharya, in the disciple succession, as we see his picture on the altar. You know, as we get closer to celebrate Gaur Purnim, the Holy Appearance Day of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, and we know our headquarters in Mayapur, Dham, and leaders from all over the world, and so many devotees from all over the world. Let me ask you one thing first. How many devotees raise your hands during Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur, in this temple? Quite a few. You know, you had experience. It's like, you got to be there to presence the Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. It's no words to describe. You know, you have to be there. Do an effort. Save some Lashmi and go. Borrow some money. You know, sell your car. Borrow from your grandmother, your grandfather. Buy your ticket and go to Mayapur. It's a tremendous experience. And that's what Prabhupada said. I went with my followers, my disciples, to come every year to India, especially Mayapur or Vrindavan, and charge your spiritual battery, and then go back to the West and preach. So we're getting closer for Gaur Purnima celebration, big festival, and we, like, there was some announcements by the temple president. There's Maha Cleaning, there's Harinams, today's Harinam. Let's take advantage of these opportunities, these festivals, these preaching opportunities. So Harinam, which is the main sacrifice for this age, Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga. So the sacrifice or the holy name, Sankirtan Yaya, and with his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to perform Sankirtan, congregational chanting, and we have to take advantage, otherwise life is very temporary, and any moment we can die, and we don't take advantage, we miss a great opportunity. We have to jump and take advantage, you know. So with us or without us, or without ourselves, this movement is going to continue, it's going to progress. Krishna consciousness in this planet. So we need to take advantage. It's going to be successful. So this is the song in the Gita Valley, Srinath Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the bhajan Srinama. Srinama from the Gita Valley. It says, Jai Gaurama Dursware. Says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it continues, Grihitako Banedako, Sada Hari Voledako, Sukhe Dukhe Bulonako, Badami Hari Nam Korore. And the translation is, Lord Gaurasunda sings in a very sweet voice. Imagine Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sweet voice, very special. in a sweet voice, he sings, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wherever you are, a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant Hari Hari. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with the Hari Nama. So that's advice by the great Acharya Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it says, Maya Yale Rana Hoye Acho Miche Karayole. Ekona Chetana Peye Rada Mara Man Bolore. So you are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Now you are obtained the full consciousness in the human form of life. So chant the names of Radha Madhava. Yevana Holo Sesha Na Vali Jekri Rishikesha Bhakti Vinopadesha Evar Nan Rase Matore. Your life may end at any moment, and you have not served the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. Take this advice of Bhakti Vinoda Thakur. Just once, release the nectar of the holy name. So, you know, as we gain together here in the temple on every morning, every day, Mangalarti, Guru Push, to Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya, and in the Kirtan, we should take advantage of chanting Hare Krishna in our beats, in the streets, and Harinam, always chanting, driving, in our homes. Says, in any moment, our life can be finished. Then we just celebrated recently, three Vaishnavas in this community left their bodies. Huh? And any moment, everybody was shot. Oh, I was just talking to these devotees yesterday. Oh, they were next to me, like that. It's shocking, you know, that we see friends and relatives that are passing away. And any moment, we're going to leave our bodies. And there's another lecture, Srila Prabhupada said, we just came to this material world to pass us through. You know, this is the nature of this material world. It's temporary. Through Karayana Sashvatam. So I'd like to mention very quickly how Srila Jagannath Das Babaji was a prominent Acharya. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took shelter in him. Gora Bhagava Bhimishtani Vishta Bhagava Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhama Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. I offer my obeisances unto you, Jagannatha, because you were the foremost Vaishnava of your time. You receive the title of Vaishnava Sarvabhauma. You are very dear to the Lord and to your divine vision designated the place where Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. As we know how he will discover the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it says, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Prabhu Tata Sri Mayapura Damastu Nirveshta Sayam Priya. Next in the line, Jagannath Prabhu, known as Vaishnava Sarva Bhama, very dear to the saintly, he designated the dam of Sri Mayapur. Jagannath Das was born in a respectable family in Tangayam district, in what is today Bangladesh, in around 1780 AD. According to some people, he was born in Farias village, in Patna district, in a family of Arendra Kayastas. The names of these parents are unknown. After taking the Paramahansa Vesha, Jagannath Das Babaji set the exemplary standard of intense bhajana in Navadvip and in Vrindavana, so much so that he was accepted by all the Bhajanandi Vaishnavas as their leader. He remained in this world for more than a century and a half. So he was very old when Bhaktivinoda Thakur took him to Mayapur, because to verify the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, in Mayapur. And they were carrying him in the basket, right? And then he verified the place. He said, yeah, this is the place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. There was so many bushes, tulsi, because it was not clear. There was a speculation that there was an hour with the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave an account of this eventful night in his Janatoshani magazine as follows. After spending the whole night in the Ekadasi, at 8 in the morning, people from the entire village gathered together to go on the Nagara Sankirtan, throughout the streets, placing the venerable Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at the head of the group. They made their way to the Prapanastrama. It is impossible to describe Babaji Maharaj's ecstatic transformations during this kirtan. Throughout, he is over 100 years old, he dances like a lion, sometimes singing owl. Itai ki nama eche re, nama eneche name hate, sradara mure nama adite chere. What a divine name Nitai has brought. He has brought the name or the marketplace of the name, and is selling it for a price of faith. So this is a little bit, it's a lot of detailed information of Jagannath Das Babaji, because it was his disappearance on Wednesday. You know, it's good to mention it, because he rediscovered the appearance today, place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's good to mention a little bit. This is grave as acharyas. They used to get together. There used to be Vaishnava Sangam between Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and they used to do kirtan. Imagine to be in one of those kirtans. This grave acharyas paramahansas chanting in kirtan, you know, tremendous association. When approaching the end of his of this world, Babaji Maharaj became hunched and teeny looking. Nevertheless, when he danced in kirtan, he would look 6 feet tall, a magnificent specimen of humanity. With long arms reaching down to his knees, he would sometimes jump 5 or 6 feet into the air when absorbed in the static mood of kirtan. So this is the poor acharya, like the kirtan, like Srila Prabhupada used to. One time Srila Prabhupada came to Mexico City 75. So we had the reception, greeting. We washed his Lord's feet, you know, with yogurt, milk, honey, with big kirtan. He liked it. So he gave the reception lecture, and then he was going to his, after that, to his rooms up in the temple. And I think the GVC said, stop the kirtan, Prabhupada's going to rest. And Prabhupada said, no, keep chanting, you know. So in other words, keep chanting again. They were quiet because he said, Prabhupada is going to rest. He just came from traveling. So the kirtan stopped. But then Prabhupada said, why the stop the kirtan? No, I told Prabhupada, I told the boys to stop because you're going to rest. You know, you just came from traveling. No, keep chanting all the boys, keep chanting 4 hours. So that's the evidence, proof, okay, the chariots, you know, the release, the holy name. So Yanavas disappearance, they took place on the Sukla Pratipa of the morning of Palguna, Monday, February 25th, 1895. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the following about this in Sayana Toshani. At 10 o'clock in the morning in the Bayana Kutir in Kolabib, in Navabib town, the old general of the Vaishnavas went to his eternal abode. The Siddha Babaji went to the spiritual world, but left this world in darkness. He will no longer be able to see his ecstatic dancing in Kirtan with his mundane eyes. May he bestow his blessings on us from his place in this eternal home. Like that. So, so many pastimes of the great acharyas, sentient persons. So another instruction of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada, there was great preachers. The instructors instruct whoever you see in the religion of Krishna, become a spiritual master of my order and deliver everyone in this land. Do this and you will never again be entangled in the waves of the materialistic life. Indeed, you will have my company again here in this very place. This is in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Yareda Vakotai Kaho Krishna Padesha. You know? Amara Ayaya Guru Taiha Taro Eidesha Ihatenaba Dive Bai Saya Taranga Punarapi Eitai Pai Mora Sangha. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Purushottam Das Thakur. Today is his appearance day. He was from Prabhupada describes in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita about Purushottam Das Thakur in the Adilila 11:38-39. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes, and he writes, he was the 23rd and 24th permanent devotees of the Nityananda Prabhu, where Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottam Das. So he was the son of Sadashiva Kaviraj, Purushottam Das Thakur. Since his birth, Purushottam Das Thakur was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He was always absorbing the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And he was no care, he was no concern of his external body. Sri Nityananda Prabhu always resided within the core of his heart. So there's not so much explained. There's a lot of small explanation. His birthplace and all those things, you know, great contemporaries of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this, going back to the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the text, the translation of Srila Prabhupada and the purport of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he said that one thing is very important, Srila Prabhupada's books, as we know this, the Madhya Lila, the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we read in the Madhya Lila for many Saturdays, the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, how Srila Prabhupada was so powerful. They print 17 volumes of books in 3 months. 3 months. You know, Prabhupada wanted to do it in 1 month. And at that time the GBC said, well, Prabhupada is impossible. And Prabhupada said, impossible is the word in the Fool's Dictionary, you know. So anyway, they managed to print it in 3 months. I was there in Los Angeles. There was a big marathon. Pushkar was there. They were doing a lot. 24 hours working, you know. That's an amazing achievement. You know, Srila Prabhupada, that's the proof of the great acharyas. Like Srila Prabhupada and the disciple succession. They teach us by the example. That's acharya. He's teaching you by the example. And we know how Srila Prabhupada was so powerful preacher all over the world. And he challenged the scientists. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, like here, he's mentioning there is very prominent philosophers like Kapila, Gautama, Yamini, Kanada. These are very strong philosophers. in India, they're very popular. And similar, other ones, other brahmanas. And in the modern day, so-called, Prabhupada mentioned, so-called scientists. So there's no scientists, but Prabhupada challenged the scientist community. You know, and that's why he formed the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and trained his disciples how to preach, how to defeat the so-called modern scientists. Sometimes some devotees, they get bewildered by modern scientists, modern science. What is the proper mention is the universities are slaughterhouses. Why? Because they teach us everything about the bodily concept. It is good to be educated, to be learned. In one morning walk, when Prabhupada was training his disciples, instructing them how we should establish the Varnashram and how to educate the Gurukulis, the schools, you know, the Gurukulis at that time, they were functioning under the order of Srila Prabhupada. And then they were getting ready to open the Gurukul in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada was giving instructions how they should be teaching to the students. They were just doing the opening. You know, they were walking in the Gurukul in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada said, "These Gurukul rooms, they should be filled with students from all over." And I think one devotee, one Sanyas Prabhupada, "Should we bring the boys from ISKCON? Only from ISKCON?" And Prabhupada replied, "No, ISKCON or PISKCON, but fill it up with students." But and then, "What do we teach?" And Prabhupada said, "What kind of geography?" And Prabhupada said, "Teach the Mahabharata. That's the real geography, you know, to teach to the students, the Mahabharata. That's the glory of India, the great glory of India, very ancient, you know, the Mahabharata. That's the great history of India." So, again, Srila Prabhupada challenged the scientists. Actually, he's the only practice-speaking personality, religious personality, that challenged the scientists. Because other religious groups, they don't have philosophy. They don't have strong arguments against the modern scientists. But Srila Prabhupada is the first one to say we've been landing in the moon. And believe it or not, even nowadays, 2012, there's the boys in our society that they believe that the scientists, the science, they landed in the moon. But Prabhupada so many times mentions they didn't land in the moon. It's more times clear evidence that Prabhupada mentions we didn't land in the moon. You know, even on the devotees, they coming out with different books, statements and articles, videos, CDs, proving that they didn't land in the moon. There's a cheating propensity from the modern scientists. But Prabhupada, a very strong preacher, and he is proving and challenged the scientists with his Bhaktivedanta Institute. When he was the last days in 77 from our mundane vision, he instructed Bhaktisvarupa Damodar. They were going to have a scientist conference at a university in Agra. And Prabhupada was telling Bhaktisvarupa Damodar in those days, "Are you getting ready? What are you going to say? What are you going to present? What are you going to say? You should say this, you should say that." Prabhupada was laying down in his bed. He cannot move. He was giving so many instructions to all his disciples about so many different things, how to conduct a society, ISKCON. The opening of the temple in Bombay, how it should be done, how to defeat the scientists, how to conduct nice deity worship, to protect the deities, to have a general standard all over the world. So many instructions, Prabhupada genius, spiritual genius. Directing his society even to the last days. So many powerful lectures. So many lectures, instructions, all the time. In his morning walks, room conversations, letters, in his books, lecture tapes. So we should still take advantage of these instructions of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. He's a very prominent Acharya, and has been prophesied by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna himself, Srila Prabhupada is one of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we know, Srila Prabhupada appeared in Gaura Mangala, Gauradesh. In Calcutta is Gauradesh. It's the place of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He appeared and he performed his Leela, congregational chanting. That's why he descended in this part of the world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A little bit more over 500 years ago. And as we read in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, that we can get more and more the nectar of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada says that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the PhD at the Vedic literature for the Vaishnavas. It's the ABC, it's the Bhagavad Gita, it is Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada wants us to read, study all these books, you know, for our benefit, and to push on the Sankirtan movement. So there's so much more to say, but I think I'm going to stop there. But before that, let's say like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he composed the Sarvabhauma Saptaka, 100 verses in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because it's closer to Gaur Purnima, I'd like to read very quickly two slokas. Parinamya tvam brabho gaura, tava pae satam bruve, sadasa yanen sadunam, sukartam me kripan kuru. O Gauranga, I offer this garland of 100 verses unto your lotus feet for the pleasure of the devotees. O merciful Lord, please be kind to me. This is one. The other one, this 100, right? Only reading two. Samsara sarpadastanam murchitanam kalao yuge anusadam bhagavan nama srima vaishnava sevanam. Chanting the holy name and serving the Vaishnavas are the only medicine for the living entities tormented by Kali. They are bitten by the snake or repeated birth and death. Thus they become unconscious. So this is the medicine for Kali Yuga, or repeated birth and death, to chant in the holy name. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada gave us. Prabhupada being prophesied by Krishna himself, we shouldn't take it for granted. It's very significant. Srila Prabhupada, founder of Acharya Iskan, has been prophesied by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he will spread the holy name all over the world, every town and village. And as we remember in the last days, all the ISKCON temples, we were chanting 24 hours kirtan, day and night, for maybe over 6 months. Not 12 hours, like sometimes we have, it's very nice, wonderful, very first class to have 12 hours kirtan, but those days in 77, we have 24 hours kirtan, day and night, for many months, day and night, without stopping, all ISKCON temples all over the world. So the Maha Mantra was circumambulating the planet so many day and night, 24 hours from temples all over the world. Tremendous purification on the planet. That was the power of Srila Prabhupada. You know, we realize that was the power of Srila Prabhupada. He made chant and dance the whole planet. You know, simultaneously, all his ISKCON temples. No other acharya has done this before. And nobody will do it before. We're trying to keep 12 hours kirtan sometimes. But Prabhupada did 24 hours kirtans for 5-6 months in 1977. So I'm going to stop there. Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions, comments, please. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes.
John. The last verse you just read by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you said he had two things, chant the holy name and what was the other one?
Chant the holy name, the last one? Chanting the holy name and serving the Vaishnavas are the only medicine.
So you had mentioned the chanting part, but I thought it's also interesting to accent the other part of serving the devotees. Prabhupada created society. And in the nectar instruction, it's the society is nourished by the six types of loving exchanges.
Yes. Yeah, it mentioned the six exchanges.
What are they?
You first thing, you can mention them, since you say, which are the six?
Dadati Patagrinati, Uyamakiti Pichati, Bhakti, Bhojayate, Tava.
Very important.
Sadvaram Prilakshanam.
Yes.
So exchanging gifts from one devotee to another and revealing the nature of confidential realizations one to another.
Yes, yes.
And then exchanging Mahaprasad. Means Mahaprasad also not only means food, but also maybe sometime Gurudev may give you a garland and then you share with your brother or
anything. Right, so different exchanges. Loving exchanges between Vaishnavas. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well done, Madam Mohan Prabhu. Well, yes, Prabhu.
Also very beautiful, I mean, because we're speaking about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very beautiful to understand who is this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Actually, before Mahaprabhu came, all the devotees who wanted to appreciate the beauty of Mahaprabhu, they were making their plans to come. And one of those devotees was Brihaspati, who was the guru of the demigods. So he came, and along with his brother, who was Madhusudan Vachaspati, they lived in Navadvip Dham, and they had a school there. And at that time, they taught so many students, but they were teaching Nai, or logic. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought, why am I living here in Navadvip Dham, the most beautiful, glorious Dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I'm teaching these dry instructions? Besides that, because Mahaprabhu is my eternal Lord, then if I go to Jagannath Puri, certainly he will come to find me, which will prove how much love he has for me. So in this way, they created so many students. So when Mahaprabhu came in Navadvip, it was those students of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Madhusudan Vachaspati that Mahaprabhu defeated and enjoyed his scholastic pastimes. Then, of course, after coming back from Gaya and deciding to take sannyas everything, he went to Jagannath Puri, and of course the first person that he sees in Jagannath Puri when he enters the temple is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Mahaprabhu had so much great affection for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And after the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also gave to Mahaprabhu one very great gift. That gift was, when Mahaprabhu mentioned that he would travel to do pilgrimage of South India, he said, oh please, you'll stop in Vijayanagara, and there you'll meet somebody, so wonderful person. And this was Sri Ramananda Roy. And of course, in Ramananda Samvad, the conversation of Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, Mahaprabhu was able to get all of the jewels that he came to taste in the incarnation of Mahaprabhu. It wasn't until that time that Mahaprabhu fully got all of the moods that he came to taste when he came to meet Ramananda Roy. So very sweet, deep relationship between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Mahaprabhu.
And Mahaprabhu, yeah. There's one very good explanation. There's one thing quickly here. This is the last test or the sloka or the chapter. He says, if one hears with faith and love these pastimes concerning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he very soon is free from the net of speculation and fruitive activity, and obtains the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lotus feet. That's the blessings by listening, like today, all the Vaishnavas through the internet, how there's many, all of them. And at the temple, we listen to these pastimes of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he became a pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah? That's the benediction. Yes. Yeah, he wants to say something, right? Anybody else wants to make a comment? Questions?
In the purport, it refers to these renowned philosophers, and Srila Prabhupada refers to that what they propounded was useless.
Yes.
So could you comment on that, please? How is it that, you know, they are renowned, but what they proposed philosophically
Mayavadis
is classified as useless?
Well, Prabhupada explained very clearly what Mayavadis. It's like the scientists. They're so-called scientists. Prabhupada didn't even call them scientists. So-called scientists. They're Mayavadis. Useless. Speculation. Speculators. That's, we don't need to elaborate too much about that.
Yeah, the conclusion of the purport is that
Prabhupada says
literally that. Accept Krishna's instructions.
Yeah. Right. Krishna is the Supreme Personality guy. You know how Prabhupada was a strong preacher, always defeating the Mayavadis. He was a Sunyavadi, and he was, you know, even in India, he Prabhupada said, I'll kick in the face. I put my boot and I'll kick in the face. If there are false interpretations, incarnations in Mayavadis, Prabhupada challenged him all the time. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta too. You know, that's our Siddhanta. From our previous acharyas, the strong preachers, you know, defeat all the Mayavadi, false incarnations, all those things. It's, I think, Sthitari Muni.
I was just listening to a tape this morning.
Good.
We're proud. Thank you. We're proud. Thank you for the encouragement. Where Prabhupada was talking, it was in L.A. 74, I think, and it was a class, and Prabhupada was talking about the laws of conservation of energy, which you, of course, know about, right? So Prabhupada was talking that the scientists, they know a little bit, and he was agreeing with the scientists. There is this conservation of energy, but then Prabhupada immediately took it to, and that ultimate conservation of energy is in Krishna. Everything is conserved in Krishna. And that's where the scientists are missing the main point.
Yes.
So I thought that was an interesting amendum to your critique of the scientists.
Well, that's what Prabhupada mentions here, so-called scientists.
So the so-called scientistic aspect isn't whether they know nothing at all, but that they don't have the capacity to connect to Krishna, and even more so, they claim there's no Krishna to connect to.
That's good statement. Dr. Frog, the Prabhupada compares like Dr. Frog, no? The philosophy of Dr. Frog. You know what they can see? Just what are their senses, Dr. Frog. Yes.
Also, some things are contextual, like sometimes Srila Prabhupada will dismiss the six philosophers of India, and even in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second verse of Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is saying, Dharma Protita Kaitavotra, that I'm kicking out all cheating religions.
False religions, yeah.
So the idea is that Vyasadeva himself had arranged the compilation of all the Vedas, and these people like Jaimini, Pailarishi, also, they were his disciples. So in one sense, to say that they were all cheating, what is the meaning of that? So our acharyas have described that, for instance, if you were a poor person, but your father was very, very wealthy, and when your father passed away, he left in his will millions of dollars for you. But then, when you went to the lawyers told you, oh, we realize how poor you are, and your father left you a big check for $10,000. So because you're poor, you think, oh, $10,000, this is very great. But compared to what your father actually left you, this is cheating. So similarly, Vyasadeva had spoken everything true. All the Veda Sastra, all Puran Sastra, Itihasa Mahabharata, all these things true. But after he spoke to Narad Muni, and he realized the glory of bhakti, that time when he's writing Bhagavatam, he says, compared to what is bhakti, this is all like cheating. So the comparison of the cheating is made to the excellence of bhakti. Not that it's wrong, it's just that compared to bhakti, it's like the example of receiving, if you're poor, 10,000 seems like a lot, but it's cheating compared to what the father actually intended for you.
Right. That's a good, very good, good statement. Perfect. Anybody else? We can start off. Thank you very much. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.